pit. We have a wedding to conduct, then a bridal burial.
No.
Reverend, marry us.
Very well. Do you, gently, lovely, kissy, nice, benevolent, take...
Yes, I do, blah-de-blah-de-blah, yes, get on with it.
Very well. Do you, Agnes Bin, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
She does.
I must hear it from her lips.
I do.
From her?
Don't do it, Mother.
Do you?
Come on, say it, you mentalist witch. Say I do.
Lighting and use of pastels can create the illusion of space in a small room. So can knocking out the walls and filling it with geese.
There, she said it.
She did not. Mr. Benevolent, this woman is clearly far too mad to marry.
But my evil plan! Wait, I know. The daughters. I shall marry one of them. Or both.
You shall never find them, Benevolent. I have hidden them from your evil grasp.
Aren't they just outside in the churchyard?
Great, Pip. Well done.
To the churchyard!
We were in a tight spot, but luckily, help was at hand.
Finish!
Harry had, against all common sense, actually built his trebuchet. And he used it to deadly effect.
No! You have killed henchmen!
That anvil really is proving more and more useful.
Come on! We must save Pepper and Poppy!
But my mother...
Flowers and plants can enhance a room, but so can stuffed dogs, dead cats and wild rabbits. Isn't that right, Colin?
Oh, Mother!
Reluctantly, we abandoned my mother to her interior design theme madness and hurried outside to where Harry and my sisters were hiding.
I will marry them! I will!
Harry! We must use your trebuchet to firewall safety.
Beside the church ran a river. If we could cross that, we would be safe. While Aunt Lily held off Mr. Benevolent...
Want them!
Get off!
The rest of us climbed into the basket of Harry's trebuchet and pointed it across the river.
Ready, everyone?
Yes!
But before Harry could fire his device, Mr. Benevolent slipped past Aunt Lily and grabbed Poppy.
Aha! Got one!
Damn!
Poppy!
Harry, wait!
Too late!
We made it!
From the opposite side of the river, we watched helplessly as Mr. Benevolent and Aunt Lily tussled over Poppy.
Give her here!
Never! Oh, this tussling really hurts!
And finally, Aunt Lily wrenched her from his grasp.
Give her back!
Never!
And ran with her towards the river. Together, they plunged in. But the river was high, and they were buffeted terribly. The current caught them, and they disappeared. But then, an arm thrust up from the flood and grabbed an overhanging tree branch.
Help us! I can't hold on much longer! Take Poppy first!
We dragged Poppy to safety and were reaching for Aunt Lily when we saw a shadow moving swiftly towards her under the water, a deadly shoal of underwater squirrels.
Look out, Aunt Lily, underwater squirrels!
They swarmed around her, trying to drag her away. We hauled at her, but the squirrels hauled back, and we were in imminent danger of being dragged into the river ourselves.
These squirrels are fairly strong.
Hold on, Aunt Lily.
It's no good, children. Do not try and rescue me. Save yourselves.
Oh, all right. Everyone let go of Aunt Lily.
Okay. What? No! Don't go. I didn't mean it. Do rescue me. Oh, never mind. Ow! Stop biting me, you squirrely scum. Go to London, children. I will find you there. If I live, which I might. Ow! You should never bite anyone there, you rude squirrel.
She is lost, and it is at least partly our fault.
Indeed, I fear the squirrels had sought vengeance for the three of their kind I had eaten in the lake, which really were delicious.
Harry Biscuit, what is it?
Your aunt, the river. It reminded me of my poor mother.
Why, Harry Biscuit?
After my father died, she went insane and took her own life.
How?
She became convinced that she was literally a biscuit. Not just one in name. She believed she was a chocolate digestive called Susan.
What was her real name?
Susan. That much was still sane. Do you remember an incident when the people of Shrewsbury made tea in the River Severn?